We're experiencing rainbow exhaustion. By me, John Caldera, published June 25th, 2023. Quote, I am much more afraid of being physically assaulted walking around the streets of Colorado wearing my Trump or GOP hat than my LGBT pride hat. That's what the president of the Colorado Log Cabin Republicans, Valdemar Val Archuleta, recently told me. The Log Cabin Republicans are a group of politically active gay Republicans, people who were formerly shunned by society for their sexuality. Now they're shunned by their own subculture for a true perversity, believing government should not only be out of their bedrooms, but out of their wallets too. The battle for marriage equality was the most magnificent and impressive civil rights victory in my lifetime. In just a few short decades, homosexuality went from being illegal to being legal. Gay people went from being victimized and ridiculed to being accepted, then celebrated, and then insultingly exploited by advertising firms and Hollywood. Sexuality is now weaponized in the cancel culture wars. And just as in the French Revolution, couldn't stop its momentum as victors became oppressors. We're witnessing the same in the LGBTQIA+ community. In the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, the battle was for marriage equality and the simple right to be tolerated and just to be left alone. After the victories of the lesbian, gay, bisexual movement, more letters got stuck onto LGB, with them growing intolerance, bigotry, leftism, you know, French Revolution style. The LGBTQIA+ community now promotes DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, identity politics, victim celebration, to build on the very discrimination their civil rights leaders and gay rights warriors fought against just decades before. This week, a recent external investigation found two black members of the Aurora Public School Board of Education said their former superintendent was, quote, not black enough, and criticized him for not hiring more black employees. There's that Martin Luther King Jr. spirit of, quote, being judged by the content of your character, not the color of your skin, that we hope all little boys and girls learn in the schools that these board members oversee. The Log Cabin Republicans, Valdemar, was telling me about the polarization inside Colorado's gay movement. Being gay would once get you called pervert. He's met gays now scared to come out of the conservative closet for the very same reason. Decades ago, coming out of the closet could lose someone his job, his friends, and result in him being shunned from society and his family. I know of a gun owner who is a computer programmer in Silicon Valley. He's gay. Everyone knows he's gay. But if they knew he was a gun owner, he fears he'd lose his job. The rainbow flag is omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's overused. And Val's sick of it. It's on every billboard, every corporate logo, every beer can, every restaurant wall, every street corner, every product, everywhere. He says he has rainbow exhaustion. He nailed it. We all have rainbow fatigue. Every commercial, every TV show, every movie has overrepresented amount of homosexual, transsexual characters of color, which, if calculated out as a proportion of the actual population, would mean 42% of all Americans are black, left-handed lesbians. With the exception of a few Neanderthals, we're all thrilled, and those of us old enough relieved that gays and lesbians, transsexuals are openly part of our everyday lives because it's no big deal. In fact, it hasn't been for a really, really long time. But now celebrating rainbow flags and Pride Month is, well, it's kind of like celebrating the iPhone. Don't get me wrong, the iPhone is wicked cool. I can't imagine life without it. But since it's part of my everyday life, I don't need to pay homage to it like the iPhone founded the freaking country. In fact, to guys like Val, all of this rainbow exhaustion is really pretty insulting. If we really cared about gay rights, we wouldn't be vomiting up platitudes over battles already won. We'd be fighting to save gay lives in China and the Middle East, not selling hamburgers or shaming conservatives. For gay rights and marriage equality victories to have happened, it necessitated the tolerance and acceptance of a majority of people who were not gay. They had to protect a lifestyle they personally didn't agree with. So, will the people of the LGBTQIA+ community live up to that standard and tolerance and protect the lifestyles of people they don't agree with, even if those people wear Trump hats and believe sex is binary?